our main site from that gateway. Call me naive, but I had always assumed from the time I was a little kid that racism in society would eventually disappear as time went on. That's just progress, right? Well, there's plenty of evidence that there are positive changes in attitudes around the world, but then there's lots of evidence that nothing has changed either. And in some cases, it even seems like time is moving backwards. That's the case in Peru right now, where the rich Afro-Peruvian culture of the coast seems once again to be fighting for simple recognition. Jen Ross reports from Lima.
In Surco, as people come home for supper, you can hear the sound of drums. Surco is a largely black neighborhood of housing projects in the heart of Lima. It's home to 46-year-old Ramon Olivares Vasquez, a mulatto musician who beats away on his conga nightly.
I've been making music for almost 30 years. We started a band here in the neighborhood and we started playing cumbia because it was more popular with Peruvians.
Ramon's drumming is a world away from cumbia. It's really much closer to Africa. These rhythms date back more than 400 years when slaves were brought to Peru from different parts of Africa. They didn't have a common language or shared traditions, but a new black culture began to emerge, united by music. In colonial times, almost 40% of Lima was black, but today they represent less than 10% of the population. When Ramon drums, he calls upon his African heritage. Many of these rhythms have started resurfacing recently as a kind of protest movement against modern-day racism. Oscar Chambi is an anthropologist and photographer who has studied the revival of Afro-Peruvian culture.
Peru is a very racist country, at all levels. Race, sex, class, it exists, but it's well camouflaged.
Black Peruvians are largely poor and the victims of outward and subtle discrimination, something he says was underscored in the country's recent presidential elections.
The family of the first place candidate, Ollanta Humala, is publicly and unabashedly racist. Humala himself has said he won't discriminate, but that remains to be seen.
Humala's father invented a racist creed called ethnocacerism, which says that copper-colored Peruvians need to rule. Chambi says it reveals how discrimination against Peru's blacks is strong, even among indigenous Peruvians. Ramon plays an Afrobeat, the marinero limeño, on an instrument invented by slaves, a cajón. When Spaniards banned the use of drums, slaves started making music with chairs, sticks, and the wooden boxes they used to carry fruit. Ramon sits straddling one of these large wooden boxes, hunching over to tap it. He brought the cajon into his band as they evolved towards Afro music. Inspired by the suffering of his ancestors, Ramon wrote this protest song a few years ago.
These words are based on the suffering of black people who were enslaved here. It might not be trendy, but it's part of our history. And many people have forgotten their roots. Today, a black Peruvian might go out to dance salsa carefree without remembering that 200 years ago, his ancestors were slaves and couldn't even ask a white girl to dance.
But Ramon isn't alone in this cultural revival. It began in the 1950s, but it wasn't until 1995 that the general public became aware of the rhythms and sounds of Peru's African slaves. That's when David Byrne's Luaca Bop label released The Soul of Black Peru. Negra, negra que te quiero, goza, negra presuntuosa, mira, que me estoy muriendo. The sultry voice of Susana Baca is one of its trademarks. She and her husband founded an institute to preserve the music and culture of Black Peru for future generations. Performers involved in this revival have been described as memory workers. Oscar Chambi says reviving this musical tradition has been essential for retrieving this community's collective memory.
La música afroperuana finalmente ha pasado a ser una gran parte de la música nacional peruana.
Afro-Peruvian music is an important part of our national music. To understand Peru's identity, it's important to understand where it comes from and how it's been maintained by its interpreters.
Con la interpretación de algunos de sus exponentes, o sea, de los pocos afroperuanos que quedan, sobre todo en una ciudad.
The revival is impressive, considering it began in a big city like Lima, where ethnic memories tend to disappear. We must safeguard these collective memories.
Esa memoria colectiva que hasta ahora se encuentra en la sociedad peruana, dispersa, ¿no?
As this musical genre gains prestige around the world, it's bound to increase its popularity in Peru. That will likely bring a new respect for its practitioners. And many see respect as the first step in eradicating racism. For Global Village, this is Jen Ross in Lima, Peru.
You know, maybe she's right. Maybe as the music gains a reputation around the world, more foreign attention will lead to more domestic respect. In that case, you're going to need to hear some more Afro-Peruvian music. This is part of the new wave in that tradition with a band called Nova Lima.
Algodón negrito, guarda los palitos. Paña el algodón negrito, guarda los palitos. Que con la muñiga pronto van a arder. Que con la muñiga pronto van a arder.